This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston area arts institutions are shuttered and cultural events are canceled amid growing coronavirus fears. Performing artists and other creative artists have been hit hard. These freelance workers could face months of little or no employment, and they're among the art sector's most vulnerable workers. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more.
Colleges and universities were the first institutions to react to the spread of the coronavirus by shutting down campuses, and local musicians immediately felt the effects. Red Shades, a rapper from Quincy, lost two gigs when a hip-hop conference at Harvard was canceled, and another gig at Berkeley when the music school closed its doors.
I was looking forward to those extra checks for the month of April. I had about six shows scheduled for April, and three of those were canceled so far.
That was midday Wednesday. Later that afternoon, Red Shades lost another gig, bringing her net loss to about $2,000. The rapper has a day job, but she's worried about musicians who don't have that cushion, like Louise Bicken, a fiddler from the Orkney Islands in Scotland whose visa only permits her to work as a musician.
I can survive a couple of months, maybe. It's going to be a struggle. I'm sort of wondering, well, maybe I should go home to Scotland, to my remote island, and stay with my parents for some time. But if I do that, I jeopardize my visa here and being able to come back.
And it's not just musicians who are feeling the squeeze. Dance instructors are canceling classes. Lighting and sound techs are seeing their work dry up, as are photographers who rely on the busy event season for a significant portion of their income. Some have already been stung by thousands of dollars in lost wages. These workers very often lack a safety net, says Anna Massacote, a Latin dance performer and instructor.
We don't have the resources that corporations have to pay for sick leave or time off. And so that is definitely a point of concern as well for many of the artists who rely on their daily classes and events to make ends meet.
As arts sector freelancers prepare for the worst, talk has turned to possible stopgaps. Musicians and instructors are moving performances and classes online. Fans are encouraged to buy merchandise and to donate ticket refunds directly to artists. Philanthropic organizations like the Boston Foundation are considering how they might help, and the city of Boston launched an artist relief fund. Still, the situation is worrisome, says Jesse Vengrove, a freelance audio engineer.
The potential for a lot of people to be out of work is definitely nerve-wracking. You know, it's a risk that everyone takes being a freelancer. We all know that, you know, for one reason or another, we've made a decision to choose this as a career path. But you don't anticipate a pandemic rolling out and having all of your work potentially taken away over the course of, you know, a couple days.
It's too soon to say exactly how bad the economic loss to the cultural sector will be. But there's no doubt that freelancers working in the arts will face some tough, potentially career-altering losses down the road. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.